This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. We're at the New York State 100th Convention for the FFA. With me is Todd Lighthall, Executive Director of the Foundation. Todd, great to have you with us on this special occasion.
Thank you, John. It certainly is a momentous occasion for New York FFA and Ag Education. It was announced that we had over 3,400 FFA advisors, students, and guests present.
That's just fantastic. And this New York State Fairgrounds is a great backdrop.
It certainly is. Since the 40s that this organization has met on the fairgrounds, this is the place it all started in 1926. Three or four schools came together and created this association, and we're 100 years into it.
Right now we're at the Vendor Expo. Tell us a little bit about what happens here.
We have a expo inside the horticulture building. We have over 50 vendors. Basically, the number one goal is to engage. My big thing is, if you're not telling your story and if you're not in the room, then you're not relevant. So have conversations, find out what their passions and interests are, and to make a decision towards their industry or their college or the military or wherever a kid has a passion.
And there'll be a groundbreaking. Tell us about that.
Yeah, for years we've talked about having a new presence at the New York State Fairgrounds, a building that's dedicated for FFA promotion and use predominantly during the New York State Fair every year. We used to have a building, and then it was torn down due to disrepair. And the plan is to break ground and hopefully see a new building within the next year or so.
We're talking with Todd Lighthall, who's executive director of the New York State FFA Foundation. This really is personal for you. I mean, it's literally in your blood, FFA. Fair?
Oh, very fair. I get emotional just thinking about it. I grew up an ag teacher's son. I've been around Blue Jackets since I can remember. I was proud to wear the blue jacket. I served as our state FFA president in 1988. And it's really become my life's work, working for the foundation, raising money to support great efforts like this. And it has been a life passion of mine.
I know I'd be remiss if I didn't give you an opportunity to give a shout out to some of the folks who helped coordinate this convention, because it was a lot of effort to go in and organize this.
Well, first and foremost, this is a student-run organization. Every year at this event, a new team of young people are elected to serve the organization. They travel the state, they give workshops, they present speeches, they do business and industry tours. They do a tremendous amount of work and advocacy and engagement with kids. So they really are a key to this whole thing. But we have a wonderful team in the ag ed world. Julia Tolosky, the executive director of New York FFA, she works with these kids and gets them convention ready and just pours her every heart and soul into it. And then, you know, there's 13 other members of the team that are all here, boots on the ground, helping wherever we're needed. It's a passion project for all of us.
And, you know, one of the things about New York FFA, for folks outside the state in particular, they might want to know that New York FFA is across the state, including New York metropolitan area, Long Island, as well as the rural areas.
Yes, we are statewide. We are on the far reaches of Long Island, into Queens, the Harbor School in New York City, and then all the way up to the Champlain Valley, across the Adirondacks, Western New York, Finger Lakes, Buffalo. We're all over the place. 250 chapters strong, 13,000 plus members strong, and it's a growing entity in New York State. And I really just feel that there's no greater investment than the one they can make in youth.
For more information on New York State FFA Foundation, where can they find it?
On our website, nysffa.org. We're very active on Facebook, and you know, you just type in New York FFA, and you will find several links to where we exist out there.
At the 100th New York FFA Convention in Syracuse, New York, the Executive Director of New York FFA Foundation, Todd Lighthall, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, John.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Join us tomorrow for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins. And for archive programs, head to dairyradio.com.